The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we're speaking with Jewel Samsey, founder of Juju'sNature.Earth, which is an e-commerce site that offers nature-driven jewelry that Jewel herself creates using products gifted to her by Mother Nature. And Jewel, how are you doing today?
Good. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Doing well. I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. And let's start at the top. If you don't mind, tell us about Juju'sNature.Earth, your offerings, your mission, how long you've been around, all that good stuff.
Perfect. Well, Juju's was born roughly 3 years ago, but the .Earth is new. That's about a year old. At first, I didn't branch into the website, really even social media, for a little while. It took a little while to get it up to speed before I ventured that far. But Juju's itself kind of started, almost selfishly, I was in kind of a dented job, not very happy, and I was out on vacation up in Copper Harbor on a really nice scenic hike, and it just kind of came to me. I use nature as an escape and kind of my end of day relaxation, get my brain moving on different subjects. And I kind of was just walking, staring at nature and thought, you know, I love doing this. And can I find a way to incorporate this into my life more often rather than sitting at a desk job or something like that? And so I got home from vacation and just kind of started throwing ideas together. I was born in a very crafty household, and jewelry wasn't really my forte, but I love working with wire. And so I thought, hey, I have all this beach stone. This is something people do. Maybe I can turn it into some necklaces or some earrings. And so I started making small pieces. And then before I knew it, I loved it. And people loved it, and the jewelry aspect kind of blossomed. So Juju's Nature was born, and it keeps me happy every day, and it keeps me in nature. I find all of my own materials, beach stone, the sandstone. I go, I hike, I collect, I polish, I do everything at home in my one-bedroom apartment, and it keeps me motivated and happy.
That's wonderful. Wow. What a great company you have there, especially when it's tied into something that you're passionate about. And if you don't mind, Jewel, tell us a little bit more just about your collection overall. You mentioned beach stone, sandstone. I think you have an oil diffuser collection. Tell us some more about some of that stuff.
Yeah. So oil diffuser jewelry really started kicking off, and I thought, oh, well, let me try that out. You know, that lava stone and stuff like that. But I found that the essential oil doesn't absorb in as well as I would like. Oils can be very messy, and really most of them, you shouldn't let straight onto your skin without some kind of like a almond oil or something to dilute it. And so I was venturing in the UP. It is Upper Peninsula, Michigan, I should clarify. And there's the sandstone up there. They call it Jacobsville or Jacobson sandstone. I just call it sandstone, UC sandstone. That is very rough to the texture. And I noticed that on the beachfront, it kind of sucked water in very easily. Other than, you know, other stones, they kind of just sit there sopping wet forever. And I thought, oh, well, if that brings in water, so I started researching and did some test runs, and it actually sucks in oil, keeps it within the stone, not messy, and then works off your body heat. So then I thought, oh, well, let's start marketing the sandstone as an essential oil diffuser necklace, if people choose to do that. So I made up a very rustic collection, and it sold great. The benefits of using essential oils every day and being able to walk around with that benefit through work or, you know, a stressful day, I had a lot of feedback saying, oh my gosh, it helps me get through the day. Now I can smell my lavender on me all the time. And so it has turned into something that I thought, oh, genius idea. Well, now it's actually really helping people with headaches, stress relief, just need a mood boost, feeling happier. And so it's kind of turned into this dual purpose necklace that actually gives me a little bit of happiness at the end of the day, because I know I'm helping people while they're wearing their essential oils.
Wow, that's super cool. Very interesting stuff. I've never heard about that type of a product before. That's amazing. And it ties in to your vision, because as you mentioned earlier, your collections bring awareness to the life and beauty that we receive every day from nature. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit more about this vision. I think it's awesome and I love it.
Well, so I thought pretty hard about this question. In the beginning, it was kind of selfish reason. I wanted Juju's for me, to keep me happy, to keep me in nature. Slowly, every month, I am thinking of new creative ways to make Juju's more helping other people and nature and combining the two. So slowly, right now I'm just a one-woman show, so everything works very slowly, but I'm always stepping forward. And so now it baffles me when people say, and I have people walk up to my booth at craft shows and say, oh my gosh, this rock is gorgeous. Where did you get this? Did you buy it at a trade show? And I just laugh. And I'm like, well, I was on the beach over by the Sleeping Bear Dunes and it caught my eye and I picked it up and now it's necklace. People don't see that stuff, and their awareness for what's around them, what's under their feet, what's in the sky, they don't look around. And technology is so, you see cell phones and iPads and tablets in kids' hands all the time, and people don't look around anymore. And so now I'm kind of pushing my jewelry as a, hey, I picked that up in the parking lot at Walmart. I find Petoskey stones in parking lots all the time. And people think, wait, what? You can find Petoskey stones in parking lots? And I'm like, yeah, I just look down and there it is. And so it's kind of creating awareness for nature. And what we have, we need to cherish, because right now the environment's going through a rough patch. And I want people to be aware of what we might not have if we don't start becoming more aware. So it's kind of that too. Also, volunteer work. Right now, I started a new partnership through my website where every purchase, I plant a tree. Juju's Nature donates to this partnership, one tree planted, and when you make a purchase, I plant you a tree. That way we can work with reforestation, and it's not locally, but worldwide, because we're not just Michigan here. We're not just the United States. We are the entire world, and the environment is the entire world, and we need to protect all of it. I am slowly working with different places in the spring to start doing volunteer work locally with different conservation places here locally in Michigan too. So slowly moving forward with more of a focus, less on the jewelry, more on the nature.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, we actually did a campaign last year with Mossy.Earth. For every new .Earth domain name that was sold, a tree was planted in an area in Portugal that was devastated by wildfires. And it was a very successful campaign. It raised a lot of awareness and a lot of new trees were planted in that region. So we are completely aligned with that vision of kind of giving back to nature and bringing awareness to nature. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Great. Well, let's shift real quick. You know, you mentioned jujusnature.earth is your website and you are a .earth domain user. What made you choose a .earth domain name?
Well, honestly, as I was going through the GoDaddy website thinking, oh, .com, .net, that's so, to me, boring. Everybody's a .com. And it popped up because my name is Juju's Nature. So when I typed it in, it popped up, well, Earth. And I thought about it, that it might make it harder for people to find me. But then again, this is what I'm going for. I'm working towards Earth, nature, the environment. So what better way than put nature and Earth together? So I did the .earth, and people aren't having that hard of a time finding me because it makes sense. Nature, Earth, like it just makes sense together. I did end up buying and connecting to .com just in case, but the Earth is my main domain. That's what I put on everything because it just fits what I'm working at.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So, Jewel, what does the future hold for jujusnature.earth? What's your future vision?
I have so many plans. They are very big. I hope to do a lot community-wise, turn Juju's into more than just, you know, buy a piece of jewelry, more driven towards helping the environment out of this harsh moment it's having, make more awareness, hopefully partner up with some nonprofit organizations. There's just a lot of plans, a lot that I want to be working towards.
That's great. You know, it's been wonderful connecting with you today, and we really appreciate your time. Is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
So far, I don't think so. I hope everybody takes a minute to go for a walk today. Go look at the sky. Go check out a tree. Go enjoy some fresh air.
That's beautiful. What a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Jules Samsey, founder of Juju'sNature.Earth, which is an e-commerce site that offers nature-driven jewelry that Jewel herself creates using products gifted to her by Mother Earth. And Jewel, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt, so much.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.